Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. We turn to the international scene where President Obama is now making a push to strike Syria, and he hasn't gotten all the support he's wanted, and he is now, of course, pushing Congress.
Well, I happen to think, unlike others, that it's a brilliant political move. He didn't have the country with him in the same way that Cameron didn't have the country with him in England. And now he has been subjected to these catcalls from Congress. People like McCain who are saying, do something and do it right now. And then you have all the others who are saying, you have to come to Congress under the War Powers Act. What do you think it's there for? Now, I happen to think that he was in a very bad spot because the American people had no real appetite for this. The Congress was giving him a hard time, the Republicans and Democrats. And so he turned the tables, and I think it was a brilliant move. He said, okay, Congress, I'm going to go to you. I've always believed in Congress being the decision maker here. But the subtext is, woe be you if Assad keeps using these weapons of mass destruction, because that's what they are when you gas your own people, then it will be your fault. And the Congress is going to know that. Now, we do know that many presidents have been brought down by this kind of going to Congress thing. Woodrow Wilson, as we all remember, goes down over his project, which would bring international organization into being, and he goes down. And this portends tremendous risk for the president. On the other hand, it's the best he could do. And by bringing it back to Congress, he puts the monkey on their back and not on his, because, as I said before, the American people have no appetite for this adventure. This is what this is all about.
Very interesting headline in the New York Times this morning. Drug agents use vast phone trove eclipsing NSAs.
This is fascinating. As we know that the NSA has collected tremendous amounts of data, but there were limits on how it was done, where it was done. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution is clear that we have some right to privacy, and we have a situation here where what the government has done, the drug enforcement agencies, trying to get at some of the drug dealers, particularly those who use phones and then throw them away and find another phone, is to get AT&T and maybe some of the other companies to embed themselves with the drug agencies, which are governmental agencies, of course. The theory being that if it resides in AT&T, then it is not the government who is holding the information, but a private company, and that makes it okay in terms of Fourth Amendment violation. So every day we wake up, we know one thing. The chances of anybody's phone calls being intercepted are excellent. Every time you're on a telephone, you may as well say, hello.